Welcome to Teen Perspective. This is episode 1, Hate.
Hate is one of the most notable emotions that makes us human. Time magazine makes an important point in their article titled, The Only Way to Fight Hate. Quote, "Hate, among all our base instincts, is the most distinctly human. In animals, violence and venom are tools of survival. In humans, of supremacy. Small, scared people hate. Self-hating people hate. Bullied and betrayed people hate, as though hate will make them large and safe and strong," unquote.
Throughout the world, hate drives our everyday lives. In fact, many people do not realize the prominent role it plays in our decisions and actions. We often overlook how much we really hate.
We hate a lot of small and random things, like the one we often think about first, nails on a chalkboard. In fact, Medical News Today conducted a study on the 10 noises we hate the most, finding the most unpleasant to be a knife scraping against a bottle. Of course, we hate larger things too. Many of the most recent shootings have been directed at certain groups in particular. Synagogues and mosques have been targeted. There was one at a gay nightclub in Orlando in 2016, where 49 people were killed and 53 others were injured, all because of this emotion that is deep down inside all of us. The purpose of this podcast is to show teen perspectives on the topic of hate. As teens ourselves, we believe that our adolescent emotions, including hate, drive everything we do.
Define hate.
I would say hate is when you have a feeling for someone so deep that it makes you feel really bad feelings about them.
I would say disliking or mean attitude towards a specific person or thing.
Hate?
Well, I think hate, if you like hate something, that means you dislike it. But I think hate is more of a word that can be used to describe like intolerance or unfairness or inequality, especially when speaking about like how people interact or things like that. But you can like hate something specifically, like I can hate stubbing my toe, but I don't think it's like a horrible word to use, you know. But then you can use hatred in a horrible way.
Yeah.
I'd say it's more like when just something that it triggers a response within your body and it's like immediate anger, like an alarm clock in the morning. So it's like you don't have to think about it and it's just, it's kind of ingrained into your body.
I think hate is when you... Hate can be used for anybody or anything, but I feel like when you hate something or someone, it's like your whole mindset on them is just that you hate them. You have no other opinion or no other option to cure the hate in a sense.
Shootings like the one in Orlando are not the only place where hate is very prominent. What about the hate that can be found very near to us, even in our own community?
Do you think there's hate in our community?
Yes. I think that a lot of people that get discriminated against or have something different about them get a lot of hate, and like because of that, they hate other people for being mean to them and making their lives bad.
I think this. A general secrecy to it, in the sense that, you know, you don't see it very often. People usually hide it if they do have anything like that. So I think, yes, I mean, there's going to be hate in any community, but almost specifically, it's very often rarely shown.
Do you think there's hate in our community?
Yeah, but I don't think any more than any other community.
There's hate everywhere.
Hands down, there's hate. Yeah, there's hate in every community, whether that's hate for a teacher, hate for a student, hate for a subject.
I think the word hate when talking about a community, though, is more just hate in terms of, like, injustice and problems within, like, how people interact and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think there's hatred in the community. I do feel like there is hate, though, and yeah. I think there's, like, a lot of just differences among, like, people just not, like, I feel like there's just so many different groups and things going on in the high school that not everyone is really not everyone is really connected, I feel like, as a community. And I guess that could be defined as hate, but I don't know.
Do you hate anyone?
See, I think...
Be truthful with us.
Be truthful. I don't hate anyone that I know personally. I can definitely say that I possibly hate other people, but I don't have the ability to say... Or I don't know them well enough to say that I do actually hate them.
So you think, like, to be somebody, you need to know them personally?
Yeah. Well, I think it could be serious. It's just you have to have a basis of general background for why you hate that. Yeah. I mean, if you don't look at both sides, and then your hate is very one-sided and it isn't
very... Your perspective's skewed.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt self-hate?
Yeah. I think everyone has at some point. Whether it's you don't love yourself or whether you're just angry at something that you've done. Everyone always beats themselves up over that. I don't think anyone's perfect in the sense that they've never done that.
I think a lot of people feel self-hate because they know themselves best.
Yeah, I feel like we hide a lot of stuff inside ourselves, and because of that, we have a lot more of a basis to judge ourselves than other people do.
Because I think we use the word hate too much. Like, in terms where you don't actually hate something. I feel like to hate something, it has to be, like, an irreparable hatred.
Yeah. Have you ever felt self-hate?
I mean, I guess.
Do you think self-hate's more prevalent now than
before? Yeah, I think so, because people, like, compare themselves to people on social media.
I know I have felt self-hate for myself, whether it's my body or my mind or my emotions. But again, as we preach to all the high schoolers, the media plays such a big role in self-hate, but like we don't understand that there's really like no way to help it, because it's just, if we're not getting our self-hate from the media, we're gonna get it from our friends. If we don't get it from our friends, we're gonna get it from somewhere else, because we love to hate on ourselves. So I think it's a societal thing that we have to learn to love ourselves, whether it's, you know, giving someone a compliment every single day or just accepting that you are who you are.
It's like, have you ever felt self-hate? And is it more prevalent now than before?
Self-hate. I can't recall if I've ever felt that, but it definitely is more prevalent than it was before. Because I feel like nowadays people have more of an image that they're trying to preserve. So they're more conscious about their actions instead of, like, you know, 60 years ago, where, like, there wasn't, like, social media. They don't have an image that they're trying to preserve. So what they portray and what they act as in real life is what they really are like. But, you know, with social media these days, what people act like is completely different from what they post on their social media. So I think there's a lot more self-hate today just because of technology.
I don't usually think about hating myself. I'm pretty happy with myself and I'm proud, I guess. But I do think self-hate has become like more of an issue recently. Like, I mean, teen depression, teen suicide, things like that are becoming more and more common. I don't know. We don't really know why, obviously, but like,
yeah.
I think that's more, maybe it's because of like social media or just like how much pressure we're all under. But I mean, I do think it's a more of an issue now.
What do you hate in general?
Well, I hate stubbing my toe.
I really hate Brussels sprouts. I hate them. I don't get the whole point of why people like them. I think that's a stigma, though, you know, taught at a young age to hate something.
Oh, there's certain phrases, right? Like mood. Like when people say, that's such a mood. And when people say, spill the tea. And
I do that.
So I don't think I hate anything.
Like, at all? You don't hate anything?
No, I don't hate anything.
Really?
Don't hate anything. Wait, I guess like racism.
I really hate chaotic discussions. I think that having chaotic discussions, that's something that's a pet peeve of mine.
Like, do you hate anybody? Like, at all?
People who are oblivious, like, they're not aware of their surroundings. Mostly because those kinds of people also tend to not really have much empathy. So if they break something, they're not going to care too much. Even if, like, if you care about it and they break something, they're not going to really care, because that's just not the kind of person they are. So just anyone who's oblivious. and also stupid people.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Teen Perspective.
Our next episode will focus on another crucial aspect of teen lives, love. We will cover, for example, the noises we love, like this. This has been Maya Benyus
and Maddie Huggins
covering hate from the eyes of teens.
See you next week.